question.
Okay, my question is directed at the media person. It's a little unfair because there's only one person here. But when it comes to media, we think of mainstream media and alternative media. And one comment I have is, if you really want, you know, these underrepresented people to express themselves, maybe you should give them a column in your newspaper rather than try to represent what they're saying. Mm-hmm. But the questions to the panel would be, how do you feel your issues are represented in the media, and have you thought about, you know, getting together and maybe having a column or having a voice on the radio or even on television and pressuring the alternative media to give you that voice?
It's been one of the hardest things is media access and decent media coverage. We're always dealing with this the scenario where if we get mainstream media interest in cases of detainees and families that we're working with, it's very scripted. So, you know, this whole myth of objectivity in mainstream American media is something that you really find out a lot about when you have to deal with people from the media. They basically, they call us with scripts. They know what they're looking for, exactly what these people are going to say, what they're not looking for. They want somebody to fit this exact profile, and if you can't find that person, well, that person's story and issue is not relevant or not connected. And so what it does is completely narrows the issue, so you cannot possibly make any connections. You know, whether it's within detention systems or with the prison population, mm-hmm. or issues around broader civil liberties, they format it in such a way that it's impossible to do that. I do have to say, though, that the ethnic press and the ethnic media, in my view, has been amazing. And it's been, mm-hmm. it's really been courageous and stood up and put out issues and coverage that probably puts them at risk, but mm-hmm. they've done it.
We have another caller. Caller, are you there?
Hello?
Yes, hello.
Yes. Actually, I was just viewing, and I found out that my question was just asked by a member of the audience, or something very close to it. So I basically just want to give you all a great thumbs up. You're doing really good work. Keep up the good work. I did a lot of this stuff back when I was in college, and it definitely needs to be done.
Thanks for the compliments. Yeah, I think something that's very interesting about media coverage, actually, it's because, I mean, the constituency that I'm a part of and work with is largely non-September 11th, non-Desi, right? Desi is slang for Arab, Muslim, South Asian, sort of brown people of color, whatever. And I find what's really interesting is we always had these families with extremely compelling stories, like, you know, people's homes being torn apart, but it's impossible to get the media to care. And that's what's really so interesting to me about this claim that, oh, it's about objectivity, because no, the media has an opinion about what it wants. We got another question over here.
Hi, everybody. I'm a community member, and I worked with most of y'all's organizations. So the first thing I want to do is applaud y'all for not only being on TV and taking stupid people's questions, but also just for doing the work that you're doing. And I actually had a question about the work that y'all are doing. I'm interested in learning a little bit about how you see the strategies and the different approaches that every single representative here has taken, you know, from the range of having media representation to working with young people to working with intergenerational communities, as well as to taking legal approaches and advocacy approaches. So I'm interested to hear a little bit of a discussion about how you see the intersection of that kind of work and what it means for movement building with all the issues that we've been talking about today and a huge, huge obstacle when it comes to working towards justice. And so I'm just interested to hear some of your opinions on that.
I guess I've been appointed to answer the question. So, I mean, I think that, first of all, I think that it's great that there's something for everyone to do, both on the panel and in the audience and everyone who's watching. Clearly, this is like, this, you know, this program should be a first step towards something bigger and getting involved with something in your community or elsewhere. But I mean, I think from what I've seen, there are a lot of resources that are put into advocacy work and service work, and it would be great if there was more organizing work being done, because I think that speaks to what Arthi was talking about before, which is that why aren't these communities talking to each other? I would even narrow it further down and say, why isn't this community talking to itself, right? Why aren't different classes in this community talking to one another, right? You know, why do folks in Long Island not support the people who live in Brooklyn all the time? And I think that that really is the sort of a crucial piece for a lot of the things we're talking about, for finding leaders in the community who are indigenous to the community to speak out, to talk to the media, to say what's going on, rather than people like me. So, I mean, I know it doesn't completely address the, you know, the question of how to create a successful social justice movement, but that's just my little opinion about it.
Well, I've got a semi-response, actually, to your question, and it brings in an entire sort of other group of actors that we haven't talked enough about in this scene. I think one thing that we have to do over and over and over again is expose lawyers and how limited they are and what they can do for our community members. As an organizer, I feel like a problem that I constantly have when I'm first talking with people, when I'm trying to reach out to them to involve them in the network, is people are always looking for legal assistance, right? And it's a sort of myth that if I have a good lawyer, if I have like a corporate attorney or someone, or a Johnny Cochran or whoever, I will get off the hook. But the fact is, we're dealing with a set of laws that are just so bad that even with excellent representation, you're going to get deported. I mean, I'd go so far as to say that in the United States, we are seeing the development of a system of apartheid against immigrants. Mm. It's laws, it's enforcement policies, it's structures, it's attitudes that punish people simply because they are not citizens of the United States. And I think that really fostering this mentality that somehow a service provider, that an attorney, a social worker is going to fix this problem for you, and pouring ourselves into that is really devastating for people and really puts someone on the wrong course when they're initially going to you for help. It really frames it in a bad way. We have another question.